Stacey and Chase Fu, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.
I was walking up in to that prep studio a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. So obviously we gather 15 hours before the time to put together the show. I mean, you know, so dedicated and hardworking, right, Chase Fu?
I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah, totally. And I heard something. About someone at a door. JSB was running and hiding in a bedroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, I somehow feel that this is something I want to hear with the rest of the province. I want to be surprised.
Okay, so it's obviously a story about something that happened 2 years ago at my place. I invited this one mate of mine for drinks, you know, the full thing, the ribs, cognac, chill vibes.
Oh.
And down the line, about 1 hour into that, he decides to invite a girlfriend, one of his girlfriends. And then we hang out. Now there's three of us. And then I'm looking at his phone. His phone is constantly ringing. Someone is trying to call him, but he's not answering the phone. And then 1 hour after that, I get a knock on the door. I'm thinking, no, maybe it's the security guard, because, you know, I make a lot of noise at my place.
A wonderful neighbor is our dearest Jay Spoo.
Boom, Stacey. It is main chick. Now pause right there. My friend is at my place with a side girl in front of me. As the door is opened, his main chick, her one arm is behind her back. Her eyes are red because clearly she'd been crying. Immediately, the first thing I think about is survival mode. Then I run quick. I don't want to get myself into that situation.
Plus, I mean, you did give the man ribs. I mean, you've done your part.
Full service. I did my job.
Mm.
Straight into the room. And as I run into my room, Stacey, it was like Van Damme and Jet Li. The main chick, side chick, he's trying to be in the middle, trying to sort the situation. It's not working out. Boom, pa. How am I? Hi, bo. Ah, yay. That's my man. Drop, 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 pa, pa. And for me, when I think about the story, it's probably the weirdest thing that someone has ever done at my place.
But did you just stay in the bedroom until they left?
We ended up calling the cops because the security guards couldn't help out. People were complaining there was noise downstairs. They couldn't help. Then cops had to come, and then it ended like that. But that was like the weirdest thing that happened.
You know,
I was just
going to say it at the top of this. I have never been invited round to your place for ribs and cognac. And now I understand why. it starts with ribs and it ends with the popo. Okay, so are we looking for someone to best that story?
Yeah.
We're looking for someone to tell us about a weirder thing that a guest has done in their house.
Yes.
Than that.
Than this.
Okay.
I'm still shaking even thinking about it. So, yeah, let us know, KZN. What's the weirdest thing that a guest has done at your place? What is the weirdest thing a guest has done at your place?
I mean, to be fair, we did set the bar pretty high with that riveting story that started with ribs and cognac.
Yeah.
Compliments of Jay Spoo. It ended in police, tears, and apparently a fight scene. Yeah, exactly. Some kind of movie fight scene. But this has actually been up on our Facebook page. And the stories, Rekha saying, when a guest got so drunk, he went to use the loo while the rest of us were still outside celebrating. Mm. He came back wearing my lingerie. He said he loved it, so I gave it to him. Rekha, there is never another way that story was going to end. Of course you were going to give that man your lingerie. It's the right thing to do. Also, another dude who thought that it was okay to wash his feet, shave, and brush his teeth in the kitchen sink.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that ain't right. But we have Bjorn on the line who's going to try and top your story. Bjorn, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good. Tell us, regale us with drama and intrigue.
Yeah, well, I lived in Knysna a couple of years ago, and let's face it, there's not much to do in Knysna besides buy and drink.
Mm. True.
And we had a couple of mates over. I still lived with my parents at the stage. And one of my mates brought one of his mates over. I'd never met this chap in my whole life. He was tall, 9,000 feet.
No, did we?
No!
No!
Oh, no, wait, no, wait.
I'm still there.
Wait, Bjorn, is that you? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, continue, thank goodness. Continue, okay, so we got to, he's about 9,000 feet tall. Okay, and then?
Yeah.
So this chap says, no, he's going to go to the loo if you may. Yeah, sure, it's just down the passage. 40 minutes later, he hasn't returned. And we all go on the search party to find him. And he's somehow wrapped his lanky body in my mother's bed and wrapped himself up in the corner of the bed in my mom's bed. And he's fast asleep, dribbling all over my mom's pillows.
Okay, Bjorn, I have a very important question. I need you to be honest with me.
No, my mom wasn't there.
Okay.
was the question.
Because that would be the kicker. I mean, did you attempt to move the 9,000-foot man out of...
no, I basically straight him out and made him comfortable in the bed, and we carried on partying.
Oh, as you're, you do, a good lad. You're
very
a good
considerate
lad,
man. Thank you so much, Bruin. All right, we did get a voice note coming through from Ricardo.
Oh, Ricardo.
Hey, guys. My worst experience as a guest at my house was one of my connections that came by visiting, and then they decided to steal a pack of chicken from my fridge. Raw chicken. By the way, it's Rix from Durban.
Here you are, trying to have a good time.
And someone comes up in your house and steals your raw chicken.
How rude.
No, bro. No.
We did get a voice note coming through from Red Alert Friends. I hope this is not as, like, I hope the name doesn't speak to the craziness.
Well,
hi, guys. France here, PMB. The weirdest thing I've had at my place was I've got a two-bedroom apartment, and I decided to rent the one department out, or the one room out.
Mm-mm.
And to a friend of mine, a younger friend of mine. And I came home from work late one day, and get down the driveway, and the music is blaring, the door's open, security gate standing open, and a bunch of people in my lounge that I don't know, people jumping up and down on the couches and chairs and
the
lounge,
Tom Cruise?
To the music. Walk inside, there's alcohol all over the place, some rolled up 10 rand notes on the coffee table with some substances there. They went through the deep freeze and fridges and having a heck of a braai outside with all the stuff that I'd bought, looking for my friend, and he's in the room with his girlfriend doing, that was hectic. I had all the neighbors phoning and complaining to me, and the next day I told him to pack his stuff and to get out.
Know, he had me at 10 rand notes being rolled up. We all know what that means.
I don't know what you're talking about. However, sometimes it is not other people in our homes who do weird things. Sometimes we are the ones who go into other people's homes and we jump on their couches and we steal their raw chicken. So if you have been that person... Why, I don't know why you're looking at me like that.
I feel like you've got a story.
If you have been that person who has gone into somebody else's house, you must also share, hey? The WhatsApp line is open for you as well. 061-792-9495.
Very interesting conversation to have in the first half of the show, I have to say. What is the weirdest thing a guest has done at your place? Now, Stacey, you haven't told us.
No, because you shared your story. And I feel like, that, you know, it's not about us, Jay Spru. It's really about the audience. So to round out the weirdest thing that someone has done in your house, on line two, we have Miss Pearly. Welcome. Miss Pearly, how are you?
Stacey and Jace.
Hey.
Babes.
Hey.
Tell us, what happened? What had happened?
Okay, so it was back at Rave. I was doing my first year, and I was sharing my room with this girl. And apparently she had a boyfriend in the same rave, you know.
Mm.
So every time I left the room, she'd just call her boyfriend to come over. You know, she'd just say, I'm alone, just come up, you know. So the first couple of times she did this, they would just sit there until when I'm there, you know.
Yep.
And then this one time, she really tested my patience that one.
What were they doing?
I forgot my key. Listen, I forgot my key. I was going to inquire about some assignments we were given. I'm going to my neighbor. And when I came back, the door was locked. So I'm standing there. I'm knocking. I'm calling her. She's ignoring me. I can hear her phone inside. I can hear them rummaging. I don't know what they're doing in there, but she's not opening. Mm-hmm. So from 8 p.m., I'm sitting at my neighbor's until 2 a.m. in the morning. I kept going back to check, and she wouldn't open. You know, I had a choice to go and report her to the RA, but then I just thought that maybe, you know, maybe one day you're also going to need her, you're going to need the room, and she's going to say no, you know. So I thought for her, and I didn't go. And I had to stay outside. I'm telling you guys, I was very, very frustrated.
We can imagine.
I even hated that guy at one point. I even hated him, because he was the reason why I had to sit outside and wait for them to, you know, do whatever they were doing.
Yeah, so but also they, like, you know, Miss Paul, you know what I mean? It's like, while you are locked outside of your own room, you're like, whatever they're doing until 2 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what they're doing.
Yes. I had a terrible first year.
Man. But it's okay, Miss Paul. You're strong. You're strong. You have survived. Yeah. Thank you so much. Cheers, Miss Paul. Now, so that was people in your house or in your space, in your res room. But then there are people who are bad when they're in other people's spaces. And Dina, I believe that goes to you.
Good afternoon. How are you guys?
Very well. How are you?
I am beautiful. Thank you.
Tell us.
Okay, so the worst thing that I'd ever done at someone else's house was, you know, in school I was always fit, always playing sports, so I couldn't drink a lot. Okay?
Yeah.
So we had this party at my friend's grandmother's house for some reason. And then there was a jacuzzi and there was alcohol. Mm. So those two didn't mix well together. And then I had to run to the bathroom to go vomit. And as I ran, it came out and I tried to catch it. So it went straight to my fingers, like a duck effect. And then I'm not allowed to go there anymore. It's 10 years later and I'm still not allowed to go there anymore. So, yeah.
Dean, for someone who's very sporty, you're not really good at catching things, eh?
But you can't. It's impossible, man.
He had the chance, but it just slipped through his fingers.
Stacey and Chase Fu, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.